North Korea's revelation that it's been developing a nuclear weapons program is obviously not good news for South Korea. Yet Seoul has promised to continue its policy of engagement with the Stalinist North. A major focus of that policy is reconnecting the Trans-Korean Railroad. As NPR's Eric Weiner reports, South Korean officials hope that when it's completed, the Unification Express will help improve ties between the two Cold War adversaries.
The no man's land that separates North and South Korea is called the Demilitarized Zone, but it's actually the most militarized border in the world. Former President Clinton once called it the scariest place on earth. Normally, the only sounds you hear at the DMZ are the rumble of trucks ferrying troops and the crackle of North Korean loudspeakers blaring outdated propaganda across the border. But these days, another sound punctuates the air, a sound that, given the recent tensions in the region, might cause some alarm. In fact, that's the sound of North Korean and South Korean soldiers blowing up landmines on purpose, clearing the way for a stretch of railroad that will connect the two Koreas for the first time in 50 years. How these two nations are going about the task speaks volumes about their economic conditions. The South Korean soldiers use high-tech mine-clearing vehicles. The North Koreans use metal rods, gingerly poking the ground one inch at a time. If all goes as planned, the mines should be cleared and the trains should be running sometime next year.
They are working on their side, we are working on our side. It's being connected.
Hak Soon Pike is an analyst at the Sejong Institute, a private think tank in Seoul. He says the inter-Korean railroad is more than a transportation link, it's a diplomatic breakthrough.
First, you know, it's a symbol that the DMZ was broken, penetrated by the new tide of reconciliation and cooperation by the Korean governments, Korean societies. And secondly, it means, you know, business opportunities for South Korea and also for North Korea.
North Korea hopes the new rail line will help resuscitate its economy, which has grown increasingly fragile in recent months. The rail line will connect Seoul with the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, and onto the industrial town of Sinuiju near the Chinese border. That's where the North Korean government plans on establishing a free trade zone, a Hong Kong-style enclave where capitalism will be permitted, even encouraged. And North Korea's ruling family has always had a soft spot for trains. Kim Jong-il, like his father Kim Il-sung, travels only by rail, even if that means a three-day journey across Siberia to Moscow. South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, has made the railroad the centerpiece of his so-called sunshine policy, a policy that was controversial even before North Korea confessed to secretly developing nuclear weapons. President Kim envisions what he calls an Iron Silk Road, a rail line running from Seoul to North Korea, then onwards to Russia and eventually Europe. It's an ambitious project, one that must first overcome many technical problems. Kyung So Lo is a professor at Seoul National University.
The tracks don't match, and the Russian and North Korean connectors will have to be the same gauge as our trains. That's going to take a lot of investment.
And then there are the political problems. North Korea's revelation that it's been secretly developing nuclear weapons has cast a long shadow over the Korean Peninsula. And some wonder whether the Stalinist North, perhaps the most insular nation in the world, really wants such a direct link with the outside world. John Hogue is an editor at Jongong Ilbo, a South Korean newspaper.
If the North Koreans are able to profit from allowing Chinese and Russian and South Korean shippers to move goods over their tracks, that's fine. But there seems to be some expectation here in Seoul, maybe just wishful thinking, that this is going to lead to some greater degree of freedom of exchanges with North Koreans. I don't see that at all.
The South Korean government, at least, remains optimistic. Now that North Korea's nuclear weapons program is out in the open, officials here say, projects like the Unification Express are more important than ever. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.